Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 20th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vov. Bad Moshe Chayv L'Achris. How long does a person have to keep announcing that he has found a lost article? We're talking about something that has identifying marks. Ad Kedei Sheyedu B'Shchenov. He announces it for enough time that the neighbours of the place where that last article was found would know about it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shlosh Regalim. Rabbi Huda says no. He has to announce it for the duration of the three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which is the time when all the Yidden gathered in Yerushalayim and would hear about it. V'achar ha-regel ha-acharon, and after the last Yom Tov, he still has to wait Shiva Yomim, another 7 days, where he still keeps announcing it for another 7 days after the last Yom Tov. Why 7 days? Enough time, kidei sheyelech, so that someone who hears the announcement would be able to go back home, leveso shlosha, give him 3 days to run back home, check to see if he's missing that article that's apparently been found, v'yachzor shlosha, and that he would come back after 3 days, v'yachre, and realize what and that it's that it, maybe he's lost it, maybe that might be his, and v'yachrez yamechot, and another 1 day that he has to hear, or give him a chance to hear the announcement of the Aveda, of the lost article, and then he'll be able to give the identifying marks, if in fact it's his, and he'll get back his lost article. That's how some Mefarshim learn. Other Mefarshim learn, v'yachrez yamechot, not that the finder has one more day to announce that he found something, but that the owner of the lost article, who gets a chance of 1 day to say, I've lost X and X, I've lost this and this and this, and these are my simonim, whoever's found it, please give it to me. That's a samla. Now, initially, this idea of the Sholosh Regolim was done while the Beis HaMikdash was up. However, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they made a takana that they should announce it in shuls and in batei midrashos. And when even that became a problem, because the government, the Rishoim, they would come along and they hear about such announcements, they would say, oh, well, something that's been found goes straight to the king. When that happened, then they stopped proudly publicly announcing it, even in the shuls and the batei midrashos, and they would simply announce it or spread the word to the neighbors or the acquaintances, and that would be sufficient. Mishnah Zayin. Omar Es Ha'aveda. The person who comes to claim his lost article, and he says what he lost. He says, I've lost a talus. V'loyomer simon now, but he didn't give the simonim, lo yiten lo. If he didn't give the identifying marks, then the finder does not give him the lost article. Needs to have a proper simon to be able to give it to him. This is the way we learn it according to Rav Yehuda. There's in fact a machlokes amaroim between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman as to the finder. When he announces, what exactly does he announce? According to Rav Yehuda, and the way we've just learned now the Mishnah, which fits in very simply, the Pshat, it's the one who found it never says what he finds, what he found. He just says, I found a lost article. It's up to the person now to come and say, oh yes, I've lost my talus. And then he approaches the man, and if he doesn't give simonim, he won't get it. However, the halacha is in fact not like that, not like Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like Rav Nachman, who argues with Rav Yehuda in the Gemara. And he says that the finder, when he announces the Aveda, he doesn't just announce, I have found something. He says, I have found a talus, I found a jacket. He actually says what he has found. And it's up to the loser to come along and say, oh, I've lost a jacket, and it was this, this, and this, and this were the simonim. And if that's the case, when our Mishnah says Omar es Ha'aveda, it means that the machriz, that the person who is announcing it, if he said the Aveda, he said what the article is. He said, I found a shoe, I found a jacket. And the person who lost it came along and gave some sort of marks, but not real proper identifying marks. That's what the Mishnah means. Lo yomar simoneha means simoneha muvhokim. Really, the real true identifying marks. Then you can't give it to him. And that's how the Gemara says the halacha is. The halacha is that the machr is the one who announces it, actually announces what he found. It's up to the finder now to give real proper simonim, real proper identifying marks. And in our Mishnah, he didn't give it, so you don't give it. You don't give the article back to him. V'horamai, continues the Mishnah. What happens if the fellow, the claimant, happens to be a person who's had a record of being fraudulent? Even if he gives the full identifying marks, we don't give it to him until he brings witnesses. He needs to bring Adim, that it says. Shanamar, as it says, in the section dealing with returning lost article, it says in the Pasuk, Ad Durosh Ochicha Oisai, which means not until your brother inquires about it, but until you inquire about your brother. Check him out. See who the claimant is. Imramayhu, imainu ramay. Check to see if he's got a fraudulent record or not. And if he does, then even if he gives the true simonim, you can't give it to him unless he brings actually witnesses, Adim. Some say, however, that if the person, even if he's had a bad record, he's under suspicion, but if he gives such a simon as the exact weight or the measurement or the number of articles, whatever, then you give it to him, even such a person, because it seems like it was his. Now the Mishnah turns to another part of this story of Hashavas Aveda. Sometimes you find something, but it costs you to keep it. Do you have to keep it? What do you have to do? Says the Mishnah, Kol dovar she'osev oichel. Anything that a person finds that actually makes, it produces things, even though it eats, and it produces more than what it eats. So, for example, it might produce $100 a week in the benefit for that makes, but it costs only $50 to feed it. So then, yasav yachal. That's what you should do. Keep it, and you should feed it and let it produce for you. And that way, there'll be something to return afterwards to the owner. Now, this is not forever. He doesn't have to do this forever. He does it for a limited time, until 12 months if it's a large animal, or 3 months if it's a small animal. And then after that, then what he can do is he can sell it, or he can buy it himself and keep the money that he receives, or the money that he puts down for buying it, and he leaves the money, the value of it, for the owner if the owner comes and claims it. That's all very well if it doesn't cost more than it's what it produces. Something that doesn't produce and it consumes, like geese or turkeys, they don't lay any eggs. Yimacher, then let it be sold, even before the days of announcing are finished. Shenamar, how do we know this? Shenamar, as it says, Vahashe voisoloi, and you shall return it to him. The Torah is telling us, Re'ei heyach teshiven aloi, make sure that there's something you're giving back to him, that you're returning to him. Don't let it consume and you have to pay in feeding it. And then afterwards, when the owner comes to claim it, instead of receiving something, he will have to pay the finder. That we don't want. Mayehe bedomim. What do you do? What's the halacha about the money of the aveda? Let's say once he sells the article or he puts the money down, is he allowed to use the money for himself? Can he trade? Can he do business with it? Can he borrow it? Rabbi Tarfon omer yishtamish bahen. He's allowed to make use of it. Lefichach im avdu chayiv b'charusan. And for that reason, if they're lost, something happens, then he's chayiv for unforeseen events, even for onsim, for something beyond his control. Why? Because he has a din like a shoyel, like a borrower. A borrower is chayiv, is obligated to compensate the owner for even accidents, even things beyond his control. However, Rabbi Kiva omer lo yishtamish b'han. Rabbi Kiva says no. The person who has sold this lost article and he's keeping it now for the cash or the proceeds of sale for the owner, he's not allowed to use that money. It leave it there. It remains by him as a pikolin, as something he's minding until the claimant will come and ask for it. Lefichach, therefore, imovdu eino chayv b'chrosan. For that reason, if they get lost, if something happens to them, he's not responsible to replace them. The Gemara explains that when we say in our Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva that he's not responsible, that he's potter, that's only if it's things that are beyond his control. Oinus. Why? Because he's not a shoyel. He's not a gebaru, according to Rabbi Akiva. He's not allowed to use it. So the level of his responsibility drops from a shoyel. But what level does he have? And that the Gemara says he has the level of a shomer sachar. He's called a paid guardian. Now, what paid? Who's paying him? Well, he's being paid, says the Gemara, in the sense that he gets the reward of being occupied in a mitzvah. And the halacha is that if you're occupied in one mitzvah, you're potter from another mitzvah. And therefore, when our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not chayiv, the finder who's keeping the cash for the owner is not chayiv b'chrusan, it means not chayiv for something beyond his control. Who's the halacha like? It's like Rabbi Tarfon. In terms of the value or the money of the Aveda, the proceeds of sale that he has sold, he's allowed to use it, he can borrow it and do business with it, but he has to remember that he's chayiv achrayis, he's responsible to replace it, even if something happens beyond his control, that he's chayiv. Why is he like a shoyl? Why do we say he's allowed to use it? The Gemara says, since he's gone to the tircha, he's gone to the bother of taking care of this article, selling it and keeping it for the owner, for the claimant when he comes, the Chacham therefore allowed him to make use of the proceeds of sale. This is only, of course, if it's something that he sold, and this is not the cash that was actually lost. If we're talking about a bundle of cash or a wallet that he finds, and the actual cash was the lost article, then can't use it at all, according to all opinions, even Rabbi Tarfon. Because that's the article, that's the actual Aveda. The actual Aveda you cannot use.